The York Dragons baseball team win their first district title since 1981. The White County Warriorettes win their second softball district title in a row. Baseball and softball region tournaments get underway on Monday.
Welcome back here on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Jordan Webb of the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers softball program. Coach, 10-23, your final record this season, but moving into a new classification, a new district, and a very tough district at that. I want to start it right there. What do you think of your team's performance this year with a really tough schedule?
I think as a whole, we obviously it was a tough year with 23 losses, but you know, we did play a very tough schedule. The new district was extremely difficult. Our non-district schedule was also very, very tough. You know, we had some times where we played well, and then we had some times and even stretches, I'll say, where we played mediocre. And so, you know, looking at everything and trying to pick it apart now that the season's over, there was definitely some positives, but then a lot of things that we need to improve on and get better at.
Coach, you fell to Green Hill 13-4, another one of those district teams that you mentioned was really good this season. But after that game, after your season came to a close, you had your group of girls in front of you. What was the message to the team after that?
Well, first off, I wanted to tell them that I was proud of them for how hard they worked and how they stuck with it even through the really tough times of the season. It's obviously when things aren't going well and your record is struggling like it was, it's easy to you know, kind of just show up day to day and kind of give in and go through the motions. And they didn't do that. They stayed tough. They battled as best they could, even in some really tough situations. And so I wanted to let them know I was proud of them for that. But then right away, I also wanted to back that up with the fact that we need to improve in a lot of areas and we need to get better if we want to be a quality team, especially this new district that we're in. And, you know, as a whole within the state of Tennessee, if you want to be one of the better programs and the better teams that are out there, then you know, we've got some improvements to make, and we've got a long way to go for that to happen.
I want to ask about those improvements in a little bit, but first I got to ask about your lone senior as well, Shelby Radford, who has been a mainstay in the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers program for the last few years. What has she meant to the program, and especially this year, being that lone senior and kind of the lone leader for the younger girls?
Yeah, Shelby's been an integral part of our program for a long time. Both her two older sisters came through the program. So, you know, Leslie played for me for 4 years, and then Morgan played for me for 4 years. And so Shelby's been around Cookeville High School softball for a long time. And obviously she's been the mainstay of our infield. And then this year, yeah, the lone leader. You know, she's the type of player that she does everything you ask her to do. She shows up each and every day ready to play and gives it her best. And you ask her to do something or you ask her to try and change something up, and she's more than willing to do what she needs to do to, you know, be a better player and be a good teammate. And, you know, she's a fantastic leader for the younger girls, and she's definitely going to be missed, as well as, you know, as well as her dad, Todd. Todd is helped me tremendously for 5 or 6 years now coaching with me, and Todd knows the game of softball extremely well, and I'm really going to miss him and his time coaching with me. And yeah, the whole Radford family, I'm sad to see them go, but I'm also excited for them because Shelby's moving on to college and going to play with her sister Morgan next year, and so now the family kind of gets to rally around them to being on the field together again. So that's pretty exciting, I think.
We're talking with head coach Jordan Webb of the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers softball program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, let's talk about the improvements that you kind of thought of, that you saw this season. Really young squad. You had the lone senior, so you're not losing too much talent going into next year and bringing back a lot of starters that you had for this year's squad. But what are the things that you guys are going to be focusing on in the offseason?
Well, we're going to really hammer down on obviously hitting and how we approach different pitchers and approach game hitting situations. I think that we've got the potential to be a good hitting team. We've got some power. We've got definitely some girls that can run and get on base. And when they did this year, we were effective, but, you know, we struck out an awful lot this year, and we need to somehow correct that and work our way on base better and have a better approach at the plate and maximize plate appearances. You know, and then pitching wise, we've got a young pitching staff in Madison Lancaster and Katie Presley and Ella Dudney, and so now we need to work at throwing better pitches for strikes. I think we left a lot of pitches out over the middle of the plate this year, and we need to be sharper with our pitches, specifically our off-speed pitches. We need to, you know, work the plate a little bit more and work down in the zone a little bit more instead of making a mistake and leaving it where the other team's hitters have a better chance of hitting it hard.
Lastly, Coach, what are you most excited for going into next season? You mentioned a couple things you have to work on, and it seems like there's a few things that they do well, but what are you most excited for as you get ready to start once that season does come around next year?
I think I'm most excited for the attitudes that the girls have. You know, we already talked a little bit this morning, and you know, they're on board and they're excited to kind of get back and start over and, you know, have another crack at doing better. They're ready to improve. They're all ready to go play with their summer travel teams. And even the ones that aren't playing travel ball, you know, they're going to be working or playing in some capacity throughout the summer and the fall. So I think that their willingness and their drive to improve and get better and make it a better year on the field next year is definitely a positive. You know, and us as a coaching staff too, we've got some things that we need to correct and fix up on our end, and we need to get better as well. So, I like how the whole atmosphere of the program is one that, is realizing, well, we definitely fell short this year, and we've got some improvements to make, and that goes for everybody, including the coaches. So, I think next year is going to be a step in the right direction, and I hope that it's definitely an improvement from this year, and then going forward, it's getting us on track to where we need to be with all these other top quality programs that are out there.
That's head coach Jordan Webb with the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers softball program right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Congrats on the season this year, and we look forward to seeing what you guys can do next year.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Welcome back here on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Lee Bowles of the Clay County Bulldogs baseball program. Coach, you finished the regular season in district tournament with a record of 13-10. You go 6-2 in district play. In the district tournament, you got to the district championship game, ended up falling to Gornsville, but you guys still alive. You move on into the Region 4A tournament. Let's go back to that district tournament. Let's break it down a little bit. You open up with a win against Pickett County. You play Gornsville and then have to play Pickett County again. And that's kind of that third game is where I want to start it. An 8-7 victory. Take me through that one. How'd you guys get the job done in the semifinals?
Well, that was a heck of a game, Jacob. You know, hats off to Pickett County. They played a great game against us. They actually stayed ahead of us the whole game. They got out on us early, two runs. We cut it 2-1, tied it up to 2. They got back ahead of us a little bit. I looked at the scoreboard, it's 5-3. We tied it back up at 5s. They got up 7, you know, 7-5. And then, look, we was home team, was batting there in the bottom of the 7th inning. And, you know, the guys know they had to do it. It was up to them, and they know to win that ball game, they had to do it. And Pickett County loaded the bases up with us. They had 2 outs. Alec Kerr was up there to bat, and Alec had hit the ball great all tournament long, solid, real solid. And I sat there looking. I just know. I had a feeling, you know, he was going to rope a ball. I know he was going to do it. I was hoping it just wouldn't be right in a glove or something like that. And he took the pitch. Can't remember if it was a 2-1 count, what it was. He took a pitch and he roped it. I mean, he hit the ball hard. And I seen where it was going. Of course, you know, we had 2 outs. We had the motors running with the boys. I had Sawyer on 3rd, had Jimmy on 2nd, Joseph on 1st. And man, when that ball was hit, they took off. And he roped it to the fence, and Joseph and them boys had the speed and cleared the bases. You know, we walked off with it. You know, that was awesome. That was awesome.
That's a pretty sweet walk-off right there, especially to clear the bases. And not only that, you guys beat your rival in a game that
has been pretty competitive, especially in the district tournament. It was a similar thing last year. You guys saw your season end to Pickett County last year. I guess how fulfilling was that, that it was a similar situation, but this time you guys were able to come out on top?
Man, funny you say that, Jacob. You know, I'm sitting there on the field. I'm looking up at the scoreboard. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, come on, boys, you know. I know the boys could do it. I did. And they just had to get in the right rhythm. And I was thinking, man, it just seems like it was yesterday. I was in the same spot, you know, it was a year ago. And I was looking at him like, of course, I know we was the home team. Of course, last year they was the home team. Mm. So, you know, it come out into their favor last year. And this year, you know, it come out in our favor. And really proud of the guys on how they played 7 innings of ball. Never got down, never stopped playing. And they, and you know, they played the game the whole time, and they finished it up with a victory. And what a way to end it, you know. A three-run triple by Alec was awesome. And just, you know, just the smiles on the boys' face, man, it was unbelievable.
We're talking with head coach Lee Bowles of the Clay County Bulldogs baseball program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. They just took down Pickett County to get into the district championship, where they eventually fell to Gordonsville. But you still moved on to that Region 4A tournament. Let's talk about that a little bit. You're going to be going on the road to Cross Plains to take on East Robertson on Monday. And just in terms of that region tournament, it is a pretty stacked region tournament. You have East Robertson, who's a perennially good power. Of course, Gordonsville, which you guys have faced 4 times. And then you have Joe Burns on the other side. What are you guys going to have to do a little bit better job of here coming up in this region tournament?
You know, we got to limit the mistakes. That's going to be the key thing. Just limit the mistakes. We've got to have a little bit more fun and loosen up. You know, that's they get a little tight. They was a little tight last night in the Pickett County game coming out. You can see it. You know, they need to loosen up. You know, they need to have more fun, have more confidence up at the plate. But when they're out there on the field, you know, they got to make the plays. Don't make mistakes. And if you do, just limit it. And you know, you're gonna have to keep the ball in front of you, and you're just gonna have to play good ball to beat a team like that.
Coach, when you looked at this season, of course, the goal is always to win a district title, move on. But was this a goal to get into the region tournament that you thought was pretty attainable before the season had started?
Yes, it was, Jacob. And, I actually had a good feeling about being in the spot we're in right now. You know, I would have loved to have beat Gordonsville. Really, you know, Gordonsville's been a nemesis to me. I'll just be honest with you. You know, they've had my number. And I was really wanting to beat them. Hey, we fell short to them because they are a really good ball club. They're well coached. Their players play good. But, hey, we're going to region right now to play in a game against a good ball club. And I think we got something for them guys down there. As long as our boys, you know, have fun with it, put out, do their job, I believe we can do something.
Coach, I want to ask you about the seniors. You got 5 of them on the squad this year. Obviously, they've meant a lot to the program in a lot of sports for Clay County. But in baseball especially, what have they meant to your program over the last few years?
Man, it's been awesome, you know, especially the 3 seniors that's been with me for all 4 years, you know, Jeffrey Spivey and Ethan Spears and Kobe Bowes. Them's the guys that's played all 4 years of baseball. And, you know, they've been tremendous for the sport every single year they've played. Big assets to the sport. You know, losing them's going to be, it's going to be something for us. You know, we'll have to really work hard to replace them 3 guys because they are good baseball guys. And, you know, with the addition this year, you know, we picked up Grant Strong. He really played a great job over at first base. You know, his bat's actually really coming around good. Noticing it last night. I'm anxious to see what he does Monday night. Then we got Carson, who's come on board. Carson's been a key role in, you know, courtesy running for us because he's got great speed and really looked good stealing the bases for us. It's been fun having him, guys.
Coach, lastly, East Robertson coming up on Monday. What do you know about the Indians?
Well, I've got a few things on. You know, I can't really share it on the air because, you know, I've got a little scouting report on the guys. They're a very good team. They're going to hit the ball solid. They're going to play you hard, you know, so we got to do our job. Defensively, we've got to do our job. On the mound, we've got to do our job. And when we get the opportunity to play, hey, we've got to put the bat on the ball, get around the bases, try to score as much as we can.
Coach, I'm looking forward to see how you guys do well in that, and I've appreciated our talks all season long. That's head coach Lee Bowles with the Clay County Bulldogs baseball program right here on the High School Playbook, taking on East Robertson in the Region 4A tournament coming up on Monday. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck going into the tournament.
Hey, Jacob, I say thank you. Thank you for everything you do for the Upper Carmel. And Hey, go Dawgs.
Welcome back here on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Danny Fish of DeKalb County Tigerettes softball program. Coach, you finished the season with a final record of 24-15 after falling to Macon County and Upperman in the 7-3A district tournament. Just take me through that tournament. How much of a grind was it, and how tough was it this year?
Oh, it was extremely difficult. You know, I've been in the league here for 10 years now, and it was probably the top heavy, but it was the best top heavy that it's been since I've been here. You know, all four of those teams have been in the top 20 in max preps all year, you know, with Upperman, I mean, Macon and White being in the top 10 for, you know, predominantly most of the year. And, you know, all of us very similar and, you know, got to make plays and, It was extremely difficult, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, Upperman and White County, you know, they're going to be prepared for the postseason run, and it was a lot of fun.
I just want to go back to after that game, after you guys fall in the second game. What was the message to the team after this season, after that game, and what did you say to the team?
I mean, you know, I was proud of them. You know, they laid it all on the line all year long, and they, you know, played hard and had fun, and they were great teammates. We just came up a little short, and there's no shame in that. We always talk about doing those three, and we can accept whatever the results are after that. Of course, our kids were extremely disappointed because they're a tight-knit group, and they wasn't ready for the season to end. But, you know, I remind all my teams at the end of the year, you know, that there's only one winner in the end, and, you know, you got to – see where you're at right now and try to identify some of your weaknesses and get better at some of those things. I feel like our team is made for a good run next year. You know, predominantly being up a classroom, we'll have, you know, about 5-6 junior starters coming back. So, you know, hopefully we'll be just a little bit more seasoned. You know, I always thought that, you know, those teams were just a little bit more seasoned than we were, you know, Upperman and Macon came out of our district last year and, you know, both went to the sub-state and, you know, White County, I think, you know, made it to the sub-state too or to the regional semis. Can't really remember what they did, but, you know, all of them been in the postseason and, know that feel of getting the job done in the district tournament. And I thought that was the edge that they had on us is that experience. And, turns out that, you know, it was.
We're talking with head coach Danny Fish of the DeKalb County Tigerettes softball program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you mentioned the experience. You had two seniors on the squad this year in J.C. Hatfield and Kennedy Polk, and those two kind of leading the way as this season has gone on. What have they meant to your program over the last few years?
A ton. I mean, both of them have started every single game since they've been here. You know, JC started at shortstop since she was a freshman, and Kennedy started at catcher since she was a freshman. So, you know, in those two positions, I mean, that's high level of experience that you're losing, not to mention, you know, just what type of players they were and what type of leaders they are. You know, we're going to miss them. You know, they did a good job for us, and, you know, hopefully they've been able to pass the torch on to their teammates and, you know, learn from them. You know, we always say our tradition never graduates, and that's because we our upperclassmen do such a good job of passing the torch to the younger players. You don't win, you know, 20 district championships and not be able to, you know, mentor, you know, upperclassmen, mentor, you know, underclassmen. And I think that those two did a great job of that with our younger players. You know, we're going to miss them. You know, JC's going on to play at Cumberland, and, you know, Kennedy's going to go on to college, and, you know, they're going to do great things, and we're excited to see, you know, how their future unfolds.
Coach, who are some of the players that they are going to pass the torch on to next season? You mentioned how you guys are going to have a pretty top-heavy class next year with a lot of experience. Who are going to be some of the girls that you're going to count on next year?
Well, you know, Morgan Walker's our center fielder. I mean, she was all mid-state last year. You know, she's got possibility of being that again this year. She plays center for us. You know, Emma Martin had another great year. She plays left for us. And, you know, Aniston Farler, who plays right for us, she had another, you know, solid year. Allie Griffith, who plays third for us, had a great year this year. She was probably the biggest missing piece in the district tournament. She got hurt in the Cookeville game whenever we were playing them, and she was out for the rest of the year. And, you know, we had to turn around in the district tournament and play a freshman at third base who was actually our backup catcher. But Allie had hit three-hole for us the whole year, so really kind of affected her offensive output. You know, anytime you take a kid that's hit 420 and take her out of the lineup, it's going to be, you know, some cause and effect there. But, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. I'm just fortunate that we're such a deep team and could plug somebody in. And the kid behind her, you know, did a great job in the district tournament. But, you know, like I said, that experience in the lineup and key moments in the middle of the order, our middle of the order kind of struggled because of that. But at the same time, you know, Madison Martin's our other junior. She'll be back. She's played, you know, every game at first base. And, you know, all these kids have started since they were sophomores because they were freshmen during the COVID year. You know, so we'll be ready to go next year. Hopefully, you know, continues the success that we've had this year and make it a little bit further next year in the postseason.
Coach, are you finally able to maybe get some rest now?
There's no rest for me, man. I take about 2 weeks off, and then I'll start basketball up. So I'll be summer basketball. You know, I coach basketball here, too. And so there's no rest for me. But, you know, the good thing is that I don't have to go to practice today. And I get to go check my seven-year-old out, watching her play tonight. And as much as I love watching these other kids play, there's nothing that makes me any happier than watching my own.
Well, that's head coach Danny Fish with the DeKalb County Tigerettes softball program right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Congrats on a successful season.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Adam Bowden of the York Institute Dragons baseball program. Coach, 5-2A district champions after beating Sequatchie County 13-2 on Thursday night. First off, I got to start off. How'd that feel Thursday night getting the win over Sequatchie County for the district title?
You know, it was hard to put into words. That's something that I've strived for since I took over. And, you know, the program wasn't where we wanted it to be. We put in a lot of hard work. You know, we went down to Sequatchie early in the year and we weren't playing good baseball. You know, we started the season off 1-6 and, you know, I was like, hey, we can still make this happen. And the boys never quit believing, you know, and I never quit believing in them. And it was a great feeling. I mean, it's still hard to put into words.
Coach, take me through the game. 13-2, obviously a big victory for you guys. Looked like the bats were working well. The pitching obviously working pretty well. How'd they get the job done in the win?
We played Monday, played doubleheader against Monterey. And, you know, it was two nail biters. You know, our guys pitched great. Their guys pitched great. So going into last night, you know, I kind of had a game plan of what I thought we would do. I had some guys in mind that could pitch. Started Ethan Haley, and I told him before the game, I said, you know, give me two strong innings. And we first inning was well. You know, they hit a missile to third base, and third baseman, you know, it was a tough play. I mean, it was a rocket. And he settled down. We got out of the inning. We scored two in the top of the second. They came back and answered. And, you know, Ethan just really, he settled down and pitched great. And the fourth inning, I thought he was losing a little bit of control. He walked a kid, or maybe he got a base hit, and then he hit the kid. And, at that point, I brought Stover in. And Stover's, he started some games for us, but about halfway through the year, I think this kid is good coming out of the bullpen, and he's kind of settled into that closer role. And he came in and did a great job. The offense, I think we're maybe a little bit nervous because we hadn't played in a district title game since 2002, and we hadn't won a district championship since 1981. So maybe we got a little bit big eyed, but. We settled down, had some good quality at bats. We scored, it was 4-2, and then Seth Helby, who's a senior, came up and hit a 3-run homer And I felt like, you know, we were pitching well enough. I felt pretty good at that point. And we just kind of, you know, just kind of, like I said, just kept putting good at bats together and doing a good job putting the bat on the ball.
We're talking with head coach Adam Bowden of the York Institute Dragons baseball program right here on the High School Playbook, presented by Mountain Barn Builders, the newly 5-2A district champions after beating Sequatchie County the other night 13-2. Coach, it sounds like you didn't even have to use theoretically your top two pitchers on the pitching staff. How exciting is that for you that you're able to use some guys who still pitched really well and you have your top two guys fresh going into region play?
You know, I feel good. This is kind of what I had in mind, you know, throughout the season. Of course, everybody's, you know, at this point is a good ball team. Mm-hmm. But yeah, coming into it, you know, I can't, the role that these guys have stepped into, you know, and kind of having both of them, you know, 100% fresh, because, you know, they couldn't have thrown last night because of the pitch count, and they're pretty sore. They threw quite a few pitches on Monday, but you know, if we go out there, and I've told them this for 7 years, every game, you know, throw strikes, put the bat on the ball, and make the routine plays. And we've done a better job of doing that in the last 10 ball games. Cause like I said, it was rough there for a while, but, you know, they never quit, you know, like they went to work and we've done a better job. And I said, we need to be playing our best baseball at the end of April, into May. And I think we're playing pretty good right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the numbers back it up for you guys. 5 wins in a row. You've only given up 8 runs over those 5 wins, and 6 runs came in one of those games that you won by 10 runs of 16-6. So what is working so well right now for your guys, especially down this stretch in the 5 win streak?
Situational stuff, you know, early in the year, we weren't playing, you know, just routine sound baseball. We were trying to make too many things happen instead of just let them happen. We played with, like, we felt like we had, I don't know, at times early in the year, I felt like we thought we had the weight of the world on our shoulders. And, you know, you can't play baseball like that. You got to play loose. And we just, you know, right now, our guys, they just, you know, we're playing as a team. You know, 1 through 9 last night, everybody did a good job hitting the ball. You know, they realize what we're capable of. Us coaches have been trying to tell them all year, you know, when we play sound baseball, you know, we're pretty good. But our attitude, our camaraderie as a team, you know, it's just, that's one of our strengths. I feel like it's been one of our strengths all year. And, we're just having, you know, like I said, good quality at bats. Our defense, which was abysmal at the beginning of the year, has settled in and done a pretty good job.
Coach, into region play coming up on Monday, you get to host a talented Smith County squad. What do you know about the Owls when you get to host them coming up on Monday?
You know, Smith County, for the last, I don't know how many, probably 20, 30 years, has been a district opponent of York. So we played them last year. We split with them last year. You know, Smith County is always good at baseball. You know, they've had good programs over the years. As far as what they've got this year, I don't know. I know, like I said, they're a talented group. You know, I expect it to be one of those nail biter games on Monday. You know, I know Coach Bush down there does a good job with them. So, you know, we just got to go out and just keep playing like we've been playing. And control what we can control and, you know, try to take care of what we can.
That's head coach Adam Bowden with the York Institute Dragons baseball program right here on the High School Playbook, presented by Mountain Barn Builders. They open up a region play against Smith County at home coming up on Monday. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck going forward into the region tournament.
Thank you.
Welcome back here on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Dustin Williams of the Upperman Lady Bees softball program. Coach, just fell to a really good White County team in the District 7 AAA Championship game 4-0. I want to go back to that game. Obviously, a tough-fought ball game and taking on a really good pitcher in Addie Abel. But 4-0, what did the Warriorettes do well in that ball game?
Addie did what they've done all year long. You know, they grinded it out in the circle. They got a tremendous pitcher. Addie does a tremendous job. She's a workhorse. She works all the time. And to perfect her craft, and she does a really good job locating the pitches. She's got good velocity, and her curveball was on last night. So they did what they had to do to win. When we put the ball in play, which I'm really proud of our team the last couple of times that we played them, you know, we've limited our strikeouts and put the ball in play a lot more. And their defense done a good job of just making routine play after routine play. And we couldn't get that big two-out hit to kind of open it up a little bit like we did on Monday night against them. So hats off to them. Coach Roberts and the bunch over there at Sparta does a tremendous job, and they're a very well-coached team, and they do a really good job.
Coach, how stressful was this district tournament? The first game you is a two-run loss to that White County team, and then a two-run win, a one-run win, a one-run win, and then a 4-0 loss in the championship. How stressful was this tournament for you and for the team?
I don't know if we could use the word stressful enough. it was a fun tournament. I'm not using that as a crutch from last night, but you definitely could tell our team didn't have the energy, the legs. You know, we went Monday night and lost a tough one to White County 7-5. We left there at 10:30. We turned right back around, and we're in the loser's bracket. And, you know, a team, a Stone Memorial team, who got better throughout the year, but a team that we had run ruled a couple times, I think we kind of took a little bit of that off, and then it took about four innings for us to really get in gear, and we were able to stave off a little bit of an upset there. And we left at 10:45 on Tuesday, so we knew Wednesday was a. You know, I've been the head coach here for 8 years now, and you know, obviously winning a district championship last year, playing in a region championship, playing in a sub-state, all those were really fun for us. But man, Wednesday night was one of the greatest nights of softball I've got to experience. To beat a really talented, well-coached DeKalb County team 2-1, and to come down to the last play of the game where, you know, they hit the ball off the wall, got a runner on first, and he's trying to score from first base. We had a great relay from Addie McElhaney to Allie Jennings to Kira Hancock. Leah McElhaney, another senior, pitched her butt off like she has all year long for us to give us a chance. And then we had to turn around, and what we got for that is we got to turn around and play a really, really well organized and coached Macon County team, who's probably, in my opinion, was probably the hottest team in the district coming into the tournament. You know, their head coach resigned in the middle of the year with some health issues, so they had a young female who played there take over, and she just brought a different kind of identity and mentality to their program, and they took fire with it and was able to finish their season on the high note. And actually, they finished second in the district. It was it come down to the last game of the year before we went into DeKalb County, and that would have changed the whole structure. If DeKalb would have won one of the two games, we would have been the 3 seed instead of the 4 seed going into the tournament. So all that, you know, stuff happens for a reason. But then we turn around and play Macon in the nightcap, and we're just gassed. And we're running out of ammunition. McElhaney gave us all that she could give us, and then we pitched a freshman, Reese Kimmel. She came in with a kind of a bum back and pitched 3 strong innings for us. And then Morgan Green, who hasn't logged a ton of innings for us this year, just because of, you know, having 3 other pitchers and a lot of other variables, she comes in and throws 4 scoreless innings against probably the best hitting team in the district. So I can't say enough good things about. You know, her and our program and our team, you know, we were down 4-2 going into the top half of that inning, and we found a way down 2 runs to scratch 3 across and then hold them until the very end. So I can't say how proud I am of our program and our team to get to the district championship.
Part 2 of the high school playbook with head coach Dustin Williams of the Upperman Lady Bees is coming up next. We're talking with head coach Dustin Williams of the Upperman Lady Bees softball program right here on the high school playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, it sounds like you guys are going to take a couple of days of rest here before you open up region play, because you mentioned it. You got into that district championship and you really had to grind it out to get there, get into the region tournament. And is that really the main focus this weekend? Just try to rest up and get ready for the game, because you have to go on the road again to Lincoln County.
Yeah, yes, sir. Absolutely. We're giving them the day off and Saturday off. I told them, get the heck away from softball for 48 hours and go enjoy you know, being a kid, man, and the weather and everything, and just let's just take a break for a couple of days. We traveled to Sparta four nights in a row. I got tired of seeing Diddy Road there, you know, by the end of last night. So we're going to take, you know, like I said, we're going to take those days off. We're going to come in Sunday evening and put our work hats back on. And, you know, the focus for us is to get a win on Monday. And people don't realize how big that is, because it's kind of like getting to the district championship. If you get to the district championship, no matter what happens, you're still advancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and although we want to win district championships, and this team, you know, has been in that game before and won the district championship last season, they know what it's about to be there. And, you know, it's great to be there. We want to try to win it. So, you know, it didn't happen for us last night, but we get to advance to the region tournament. So now our focus becomes finding one win, you know, on Monday. And then no matter what happens, if you win on Monday, Wednesday, lose or win, you're still in sub-state. Now, obviously, going back to what I just said, you want to win that region championship, because we played in it last year and got beat by one run, had the bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the seventh, and, you know, grounded out to the shortstop to end the game, and that puts you on the road on the sub-state. You know, but still, you get into the sub-state, it's one chance, one game against whoever. When, you know, you win that one, you're in Murfreesboro.
Lastly, Coach, four seniors on the squad this year. Obviously, you've mentioned how much success the team has had the last few seasons in the program. And how much has this group of seniors meant to your program with the district runner-up, the district title a year ago?
Well, you know, they were around a lot as eighth graders. You know, they were coming around a lot as eighth graders, and we played for a district championship that year as well. And we won the regular season in 2018 and got beat in the district tournament championship by DeKalb County. So they got to kind of see what it was like to see that. So coming in as freshmen, they knew already what the expectation was to be playing for that district championship year in and year out. So, you know, their freshman year, we had a chance. We kind of gave one away in the district tournament semifinals. You know, because we were starting four freshmen and three sophomores that year. And they learned from that. And I hated that they lost their 2020 season because of COVID, because I thought we could have competed for a district championship that year. But come back out as juniors, this group of seniors now, whenever juniors, you know, they got it done. And we were able to go 14-0 in the district and win the district tournament championship for the first time since my staff has been in place. And, you know, they got to the region championship and got to a sub-state game for the fourth time in school history. So, you know, they are used to playing in big games, and they've had a lot of success in their 4 years here. And this year was kind of the same. We switched to AAA. You know, we moved up in classification. I'm a strong believer if we don't move up, if we stay in AA like we were in last year, we'd probably win the district championship and kind of have an easier, I would say, route to the state tournament, but that's not what happened. And we moved up, and you know, they gritted and grinded all year long to get us back to the district championship and to be playing next Monday. So they mean a lot to our program, and just they work really, really hard. All four of them are going on to college. All four of them are on scholarship to go to college. Three are going to go academically to Yale, Tennessee, and Tennessee Tech. And our other senior is going to go play college softball at Ball State in Gallatin. So it's just really cool to see not only the success they've had in the field, but also the success they've had in their lives and in the classroom and what they're going to go on to do. You know, it's pretty cool when you can say, hey, yeah, our third baseman going to Yale.
Not too many coaches can say that, I don't think. That's head coach Dustin Williams with the Upperman Lady Bees softball program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck going forward into the region tournament next week.
Hey, we appreciate all that you do for us and the support, man. It's much appreciated, and I'm proud for our girls to get a little publicity. I appreciate it.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Jerry Roberts of the White County Warriorettes softball program. Coach, District 7 AAA champions after beating Upperman Thursday night 4-0, your second straight district title. What was that like on Thursday night?
Oh, it was a great feeling. It was a great feeling for our girls that's worked really hard this whole season, the off season. And you could tell that they put in their work and that well deserved.
Take me through that game, 4-0 against a Bees team that had won a couple of games, beat DeKalb County and Macon County just to get into the championship. And seems like the girls played pretty well in the ball game.
Oh, they did. You know, we executed good. Well, we our defense was spot on. You know, we did the right things as far as bunting and timely hits. So it was a great team effort for sure. And Addie, you know, Addie goes out and pitches another shutout, which was spectacular.
You guys have only lost one game to a district team all season long, and how impressive is that, especially with the charge that Macon County was kind of putting on at the end of the season and even here in the district tournament? How impressive was it for them to only lose the one game and win the district title this year?
You know, that's good. I mean, it was really good. Really, we felt like that, you know, DeKalb and Upperman and Macon and us, I mean, we're just, you know, we were so close. You know, we were, you know, it wasn't like we was, you know, early in the season, we beat Macon and DeKalb, you know, fairly easy. But, you know, later on in the year, it was, you know, 2-0, 2-1, and four, you know, we beat Macon 4-3 twice. So, you know, it was very competitive, and it was good to come out on top on those games.
Coach, your second district title in a row with this squad. The team has won 11 games in a row through this district tournament. How do you think that they're more prepared this year to go a little bit deeper in the tournament than they were last year?
I think absolutely they are. You know, we're missing, you know, a couple seniors that graduated, but you know, now we've got, you know, four seniors that have been with us all, you know, or been there for 4 years, and you can tell that they're determined and want to get to the state tournament.
We're talking with head coach Jerry Roberts of the White County Warriorettes softball program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. They just won their second straight district title, beating Upperman 4-0. Coach, you mentioned the four seniors on the squad this year, a lot of talent in those four seniors. How crucial have they been to the team's success over the last few years and especially in the last two district tournaments?
Oh, they've been spectacular. You know, I 59 wins for these seniors, and that is with a COVID year of 2020 that we only had two wins. So I think that this class of four seniors are going out on top as far as, you know, for the dedicated high school softball players to ever come through White County. So I think that, you know, with them being four seniors, you know, they have really stepped up and become leaders and doing everything they can to, you know, to get us to that final week in May.
Kind of going off of that, obviously they've got the experience. They've been there before. You guys made it to the sectional round last year. How much of practice, especially this time around and this at this part in the season, are you guys adding in anything, maybe improving on anything, or is it more just fine-tuning what you guys are already doing well?
Oh, just fine-tuning at this time. You know, we got some girls banged up. You know, give them a couple of days off. And, you know, we have baccalaureate Sunday and graduation Monday. So, you know, we'll be off then as well. So, you know, just a lot of times right now is just to get, you know, the main thing is just get some swings in. And which we'll try to find some time this weekend to do it. But other than that, just try to get them some rest. You know, I think that softball is a sport of grind. I mean, you know, we started in March. We started 2 months ago and we played 35 games. So it's a grind of 2 months of weekend ball and late nights, you know, getting home and practice. And it takes effect on the girls. So, you know, right now it's just more of a downtime. We hadn't really practiced a lot here in the last week or so. But we have, you know, just been hitting a little bit. So I think it's important to, you know, just give them some downtime.
Well, obviously, you guys are prepping for the region tournament, going to get to host that first round of the region semifinals and taking on a Marshall County team that has had a really good season. You mentioned taking kind of that downtime and just really just trying to rest up for that game. What do you know about Marshall County, and do you know anything about Marshall County kind of going into that game?
We're still trying to get some notes on them. You know, I've heard that they're real scrappy. Their defense plays well. They got some big hitters. So, you know, that's just something that we'll have to next couple of days to try to learn a little bit about them and try to get all the information we can and go out and play the best that we can and see what happens.
That's head coach Jerry Roberts with the White County Warriorette softball program right here on the High School Playbook, the District 7 AAA champions in softball. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck going into the region tournament.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
With the district tournaments for baseball and softball in the books, let's see how each team finished up. First off, in baseball, in District 7 Single A, Gordonsville were your champions, beating Clay County 12-2. Both of them moving on to the region tournament. Pickett County finished third and Clark Range fourth. In District 5 2A, the York Dragons won their first district tournament since 1981, beating Sequatchie County 13-2 on Thursday night. Monterey and Jackson County finished up behind them. The Upperman Bees were victorious in 7 AAA over the Cumberland County Jets. Bees will host Page in the region semis. Jets will travel to Tullahoma. On the softball side of things, Monterey upset Sequatchie County in the District 5 2A semifinals to earn a berth in the Region 3 2A tournament. They'll travel to Westmoreland for the region semis at the start of next week. District 7 AAA saw one of the most competitive tournaments in the state, with half of the games played being decided by 2 runs or less. In the end, the red-hot White County Warriorettes shut out the Upperman Lady Bees 4-0 for the White County's second district tournament title in a row. In District 6 4A, the Warren County Lady Pioneers upset the number 1 seed Coffee County Lady Red Raiders first in the semis 3-1 and then again in the championship 4-3. Lady Pioneers will host an old district foe in Ray County in the region semis. I'd like to give a huge shout out and a special thank you to every single one of the coaches from both baseball and softball who joined me right here on the High School Playbook every week this spring season. I enjoyed every conversation. Can't wait to see who goes deep in the spring fling in the coming weeks. Until football in the fall, this has been the High School Playbook. I'm Jacob Vinson.